USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Considering the average flu shot is 40 to 60% effective, today's announcement by Pfizer of a COVID-19 vaccine that's 90% effective is a great day for Earth's population. The study was conducted with nearly 44,000 people. 50 million doses will be available worldwide this year for the two-shot procedure, with more on the way. The markets are rallying at this hour after the news was announced. The Dow Jones is up 6.5%, hovering around 30,000 points. Russia has joined China in not congratulating Joe Biden for his self-proclaimed win of the presidential election. Both countries have said they will wait until the election results are official. At this time, zero states have certified their ballot counts, numerous lawsuits are pending, and some states don't have final numbers yet. Speaking at a regular press briefing in Beijing Monday, Chinese Foreign Minister spokesman Wang Wenbin said that China had noted Biden's declaration of victory. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were several things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The battle for the Senate is all but certain to come down to Georgia, as the close race for Republican Senator David Perdue's seat likely heads to a runoff election. Perdue fell below 50% in his race against Democrat John Ossoff. When no candidate clinches a majority of the vote in Georgia, the top two vote-getters compete in a runoff, and that's going to take place on January 5th. With four uncalled races, the Senate breakdown currently sits at 48-48. Retail giant Walmart said on Friday it was selling its retail operations in Argentina to a South American supermarket chain and pulling back as that country struggles with an economic crisis. Walmart did not disclose the size of the deal involving more than 90 stores, but it said it would record about a $1 billion loss related to the sale in its fiscal third quarter. Tropical storm Etta is tracking near South Florida and may re-strengthen, possibly into a hurricane. Etta made landfall in Cuba early Sunday morning as a tropical storm. The center of Etta is now moving over the Florida Straits. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Plenty of games and upsets in the National Football League Sunday. USA Radio News Dan Araki has details.
The Pittsburgh Steelers moved to 8-0 on the year with a sloppy win over the Dallas Cowboys 24-19. That's the best start in franchise history for the Steelers. Patrick Mahomes caught fire again as the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Carolina Panthers 33-31. Mahomes threw for 372 yards and four touchdowns. It's the second straight week he's thrown for four or more scores. The New Orleans Saints handed Tom Brady the worst loss of his career Sunday night, beating Tampa Bay 38-3. Saints quarterback Drew Brees threw for four touchdowns in the blowout. In other action, Baltimore beat Indianapolis 24-10. Buffalo held off Seattle 44-34. Miami prevailed over Arizona 34-31. Las Vegas beat the LA Chargers 31-26. And New England takes on the New York Jets tonight on Monday Night Football. From the Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Looking ahead to the beginning of Week 10 for Thursday Night Football, the Colts travel to Nashville and take on the Titans, 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Congratulations to NASCAR driver Chase Elliott for winning the 2020 season Sunday in Phoenix, Arizona.
You know, I mean, all you can dream for is opportunity, and I've been very fortunate to have that over the years. And that's all thanks to some great people. You know, my parents obviously have played a huge role. Past year's been tough. I lost my best friend about a year ago tonight. Lost my grandmother last year, and then all those things bring families closer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.